This podcast is brought to you by ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet can provide world-class managed IT services and IT support to your business. They're St. Louis's highest-rated outsourced IT company, and there's many different ways ThrottleNet can help with your business's operation and digital protection. Check them out at ThrottleNet.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Sarp Show. You can be listening to us here in the St. Louis Metro or beyond on either of our signals, 101.9, 94.1, or stream us anywhere around the planet. NewsTalkSTL.com, apps, streaming devices, everything. There's no reason not to listen to any of our awesome programming. If you miss anything, you can simply download the podcast. You can get our podcast for all of our shows wherever you can find podcasts. And we often make appearances at fantastic events. We're going to talk to you about one in just a minute. But Chris, we are going to be at the Republican Central Committee's annual St. Louis County Lincoln Reagan Day dinner on Saturday, September the 30th. You'll be emceeing. I'll be entertaining the folks in the back. We're going to have a News Talk STL table there at the beautiful River City Casino Ballroom. And Chris, tell the folks who the keynote speaker is this year that you'll be introducing.
The keynote speaker is J. Hogan Gidley, who worked in the Trump administration as a deputy communications director. He was the communications director for the 2020 Trump campaign, and now he is the vice president of the Election Integrity Unit at America First Policy Institute. We've heard him here many times on the show. You know he's a great guy. He's a funny guy. He knows his stuff. And you are in for a real treat, those of you that will be attending this year's Lincoln Reagan dinner.
I'm telling you, it's a great dinner every year. Every year it does sell out. So you're going to want to go to NewsTalkSTL.com or STLCoRepublicans.org, STLCoRepublicans.org, to get your tickets. The venue is fantastic, the River City Casino. The food, I'm telling you, folks, I'm not just saying this. It's not rubber chicken dinner. They always put on a really nice spread there. And we'll all be there as well. All kinds of folks from here at NewsTalk STL Nation. Mm-hmm. Chris, there's another great event that is coming up right after that. It's also an annual event here in the state of Missouri. It is the Missouri Prayer Fest. To talk about that and what it all entails is our next guest, Jerry Angelo. Jerry is, of course, he's the CEO and president of Vanguard Marriage and Family Advocates. Jerry, good afternoon. Welcome to the Tim Jones and Chris Sarp Show here at News Talk STL.
Hey, Tim and Chris, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here with you guys, and I appreciate you getting us on and helping us get the word out on this amazing fourth annual event that we're going to have down there at the Jefferson City Capitol in Jefferson City, Missouri, right there in the Capitol building on the South Lawn, and then also in the Rotunda. We got things going on, and that's going to be on Saturday, October 7th. Everything kind of kicks off at 10, and there's a whole schedule of events that we've been doing for 4 years now, and it's just an awesome family event. I mean, you need to call your pastor, plug in with your prayer team, grab your spouse, drag your family. I mean, it's just a great family event that's just going to refresh your spirit and your faith on how the Lord is moving among his believers.
Jerry, tell us all the details about what folks can expect that day, and then I know Chris is going to probably drill down a little deeper into some of those details regarding this event.
Sure. So we're going to start at 10 a.m., and we're actually going to have a group of prayer warriors that are going to go on all the floors, all four floors of the Capitol, and we're going to walk down those hallways. We're going to pray over the doorways, and we're going to claim every office for the Lord Jesus Christ and his purposes. And so we're going to start that about 10. We usually do that for about an hour, and then at 11 o'clock is when the main prayer event begins. And we're praying over areas like marriage and family, religious liberty, foster and adoption, law enforcement, sexual exploitation, business and farming, government, racial tensions, right to life, education. I mean, if those aren't the hot button topics of the day, I don't know what are. And so we're going to be praying over those from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then when we're done, we're just going to do a good old-fashioned Jericho march around the grounds of the Capitol. Again, just claiming that land for the Lord Jesus Christ and his purpose, that his will be done in our state of Missouri. And, you know, We live in such a great state of Missouri, but our world is in a tailspin right now, mm-hmm. and that deeply affects our communities in Missouri, and we need to appeal to something larger than ourselves, and that's the creator of this universe, and that's why we're doing this, is we want to, this isn't about elected officials getting votes. This isn't about having pastors get more people to come to their church. You know, we're going to have some elected officials on that are guest prayer leaders and some major pastors that are going to be leading prayer. But this is about leadership and demonstrating how everyone, regardless of your background, can have a prayerful relationship with the God of the universe through Jesus Christ. And that's our main focus.
Reverend, I want to thank you for putting on this event, and thank you for coming on the show. As you said, this is the fourth annual Missouri Prayer Fest, and I'm just curious, has any atheist or secularist had some concerns about separation of church and state with your organization putting on this Prayer Fest at the Capitol and being inside the Capitol?
You know, we've had some comments about that, really, on both sides, even in the Christian community. And some members of faith, they were like, should we really be doing this kind of thing? And that's when I usually stop them and say, you know, that we're not promoting any particular party. We're not promoting any particular candidate. We are promoting the principles of Christ. And we need to show the people that, just because you may be holding political office, or you may be a pastor, or, you know, you may be a business leader, it's okay to demonstrate your leadership of how you're following the will of and the call that the Lord has in your life. And I think sometimes we, you know, the government shouldn't be any respecter of any religion, but it needs to allow the free exercise thereof. So Amen. we're not trampling on any of those principles. In fact, I think that we're leading in the right way on this. And we're not promoting any particular person or party. We're just leading in principle.
Missouri Prayer Fest on Missouri Prayer Fest on Facebook. You can also go to mopraise.org online. Jerry, for those who scoff at the idea of prayer, or for maybe the agnostics out there who are just not sure if prayer works or does not work, would you talk to our audience about the power of prayer from your real life experiences with it all these years?
Sure. And you know, it's funny, on Chris's Corner that I was listening to earlier, about again how discouraging our times may be, and sometimes you just wonder if, you know, shouldn't we just give up? I mean, isn't this kind of pointless? We're Christians, and we know that in the end we do win, but mm-hmm. we're going to have to go through some trials and tribulations, so why even bother? And I like how he came back around and was encouraged by some of the things that he saw. And, you know, there's two reasons why we should try, why we should continue to pray. And the first one is, you know, we're commanded to pray without ceasing. So we're commanded to, you know, as a believer, that we need to continue that relationship with Christ through prayer. But, you know, prayer also moves the heart of God. It's yes. foundational. And not only does it move the heart of God, but it moves the heart of man and God through that relationship. And it's prayer is an initial and foundational building block in which we build a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I believe that our prayer life has a direct and immediate impact on the quality of relationships that we have right here with our loved ones here on earth. And, you know, prayer with God, again, has that direct effect on the progression of our emotional intelligence aptitude. And, you know, just by communing with the Lord, we are going to be aware of God. We're going to be aware of how He sees us in our strengths and our limitations. But we're also going to be aware of others and how He made them. And that makes us all more intelligent emotionally. And prayer is an essential process to discovering our vision, identity, and purpose. And, you know, I know we're running a little close on time, but, mm-hmm. you know, we just came back from Washington, D.C. at Family Research Council's Pray Vote stand, and we had an amazing time. And it was very interesting. They had all of the presidential candidates there lined up, and we got to experience, their elevator pitch, so to speak. But one of the candidates, I'm not necessarily endorsing this, so I'm not going to mention their name, but he said that our nation is experiencing an identity crisis. Mm. And while I believe there's a lot of truth in that opinion, I wanted to add that God is the author of our identity. Popular culture does not define this.
Amen.
And through a relationship with prayer, with the creator of the universe, when you know him, he will impart his identity unto you. And then he'll cast a vision for you, and then he'll lead you on a journey of purpose like you've never even realized. And mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of people out there that they just don't know who they are because they don't know the Lord. And I want to encourage them to seek that.
Mm-hmm. Reverend, there's prayer. A couple of recent incidents that have encouraged me, and I want to get your thoughts on them. One was the Asbury revival in Kentucky that college students and people from all over the country came to Asbury, and there was a real move of God there. And then I want to ask you about this recent event where a bunch of, I think they said 100 Auburn students over the weekend rushed into a lake for an impromptu baptism. What's going on here, Reverend?
You know, I get a little choked up just thinking about that and remembering when those stories first broke on the news. And, I read up all about it, called some friends and discussed it. And, you know, when you discover the Lord of the universe in a personal relationship through prayer, you are just so compelled to want to be a part of that love. And I was just talking with an individual recently and about his encounter with Christ, and he said when he met the Lord, he had just this overwhelming feeling of love and that washed over him, and he fell to his knees. And you know, I don't know for sure, but maybe some of those folks that are going to some of these revival events, maybe they're getting a glimpse of that. Maybe they're getting imparted some identity unto them, and they're just compelled to want to do a public act of baptism, because that's what we're commanded to do when we become believers. And you know, that's our first act of obedience, typically, is to have that outward sign that, hey, I'm in the kingdom of God now, and I want to let everybody know about that. And if you haven't seen that the movie Jesus Revolution, I've watched it multiple times. We got to preview it before it came out, and man, I gotta have a box of tissues. There's something there. There's a mysterious thing in the spiritual realm that you experience that can't be fully explained. And again, I just want to encourage others that want to come to this event. There's an opportunity for you to experience the Lord firsthand, right there at that event. And that's what we want to do. We want to demonstrate how you can do that, and that it's for anyone to come, and that the Lord is there for all of us. He's his hands and his arms are open wide for you.
Jerry Angelo, President and CEO of Vanguard Marriage and Family Advocates, talking to us today about Missouri Prayer Fest, the fourth annual. Jerry, before we let you go, tell our listeners all the ways they can revisit everything we discussed today. Where can they go for more information on this great annual event?
Sure. Really, the easiest way to do is to go to your website and type in this website address, mopraise.org. That's MOPRAYS.ORG. Mopraise.org. You can catch us on Facebook if you search for Missouri Prayer Fest. And you'll be able to find that. You know, I didn't get to mention some of the great prayer leaders that we're going to have there. We're going to have Secretary Ashcroft. We're going to have Senators Moon and Bratton, House of Representatives Seitz, Boggs, Hudson. We're going to have County Clerk Scholler there. And then we're also going to have Pastors Howard and Cindy Hatcher and Pastor Jeff Higby and Matt Goodsell and Bob Warwick. We're going to have musical guests, Michael and Levina Toombs, and some other folks as well. And we tried to balance that group of folks with faith-based believers that are elected officials and also faith leaders in the church, and so that we could, you know, show how good leadership on all ends of the spectrum there.
Excellent. Jerry, thank you so much for your time and all you do for the state of Missouri, our spiritual needs, as well as everything else that we talk about on this program. We're happy to have you here today, and we wish you all the best, and we'll hope to see you again soon.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you, guys. MoPraise.org.
Yes, sir.
Love to see you out there.
Absolutely, indeed. God, Jerry Angelo there, yeah. What a great opportunity, Chris, for folks to maybe take a few minutes and think about something other than the rat race of life that we engage in every single day.
Exactly. I mean, our nation needs prayer. We have a leader that is incapable of doing the job. Our crime is out of control in our cities. We've got abortions and all of that that's going on. Our nation needs prayer desperately.
Could not agree more.